Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. As an eBay seller, there may be nothing you dread more than negative feedback. Shouldn't be the most thing you dread. You should dread unhappy customers, but we'll leave that where it is. But it happens, you can get it, and you have to deal with it. And here now to tell us how is the cool kid himself, John Colder Ice Lawson. He's the founder and CEO of Colder Ice Media, and he's known on eBay as Shoestring King. Guess what he sells. John, what's the first priority when you get hit with a negative comment?
Oh, my gosh.
What? What did I say? What did I do?
Do not respond.
Do not respond.
That's the first thing, man. Walk away from the computer.
And just kind of collect your thoughts. Is that what you mean?
Yes, calm down. It's not that serious, people. What you need to do is, because a lot of times we get into that mode of, I got to respond immediately because this person is so wrong, you know? If you're in that mode, that's not the best time to start typing.
So you get up, you're in a bad mood because somebody gave you a negative and you're feeling it badly. And so you get up and you walk away. What should we do next? What should we do next?
Next thing, I mean, the thing is, then once you come back, what you want to realize is that you are not having a private conversation. You're having a conversation in a crowded room of possible customers. So you have to think about how you are responding because all of your possible customers are listening.
Ooh.
And so respond for them, not for the angry customer. And it'll change everything.
Good point.
Right?
That makes perfect
sense. So it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to solidify how great your customer service is, how much you stand behind a product, and how you take care of customers when there is an issue, if there is an issue. And that doesn't mean you always just capitulate to their problem, but if you're addressing it, you want to make sure you address it so that everybody sees. It's like if I get something at the restaurant and I don't like the food, and I walk over to, if I'm the server, I walk over to the table, and they're like, take this back, this meat isn't done. You're going to say, oh, I'm so sorry, let me go back and take care of that for you. That's better than, oh, whatever, you ordered medium rare, I can put my finger in it and see. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Those are the ones I want to throw the sugar shaker at.
It's an argument that you immediately lose. There's no way to win that argument.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
I think we feel like we are because we go back and forth. But then that customer that's standing there, all they're saying is, wow, if I don't like the product, what are they going to say or do about me?
Yeah. And
so that can be an issue.
So, the temptation is to respond. Should you respond first, or should you contact the buyer, or what? I mean, what would you do? I guess
you know,
depends.
If you have the ability to contact the buyer directly, if you have their phone number, that's better. You know, first try to call them, see what the problem is. Because of what we say on the internet behind a keyboard is totally what people will say to you on the phone. Totally different, you know, it's that courage. You get a lot of courage with a keyboard. But when I'm on the phone with you, everything kind of mellows out a little bit. And you can really start understanding. I mean, if somebody's really upset but your item didn't come, they might not know that the post office has been known to actually leave a product next door. Have you checked with your neighbors yet? Why don't you go ahead and do that? While you're doing that, I'm going to go double check my, stuff on our end, and then let me know. So I always give customers homework. I always give customers homework.
Okay.
Have you checked with the local post office or with your local mail carrier? So I put it back in their court. I'm like, oh, I want to help you. Just find out that information because that'll help me too.
Yeah.
You know, that'll help me. And sometimes they'll find out it was left on the back porch somewhere and they didn't even know. I'm like, oh, that's
Griff, you don't do that. You don't do that, do you, Griff?
I don't do what?
You just return it. You just give them whatever they want.
Well, in this particular situation, if it shows it's delivered and they haven't received the item, then, I would say, hey, if they contact me, which is, I wouldn't contact them out of the blue and say, I see your item was delivered. Was it really delivered? Or did it get robbed off your porch? I would say to the buyer, if they contact me, oh, you know, the post office says they delivered it. Is it possible that it was taken off of the, if you had it delivered on your porch, or did they leave it at the wrong address, or do you think a neighbor might have picked it up? And give them some scenarios.
Yeah. A lot of times their kids have it.
Oh, good point. Or your husband brings it in. Or your husband brings it in and puts it somewhere and you didn't even see it. That's happened to me before. So John, why do you think some buyers leave negative feedback without contacting the seller to resolve their issue?
That's a good question. I would not necessarily consider that to be, okay, here's the deal. Perspective is everything.
Yeah.
All right. So from a seller perspective, we think that a customer should contact us first. But from a buyer perspective, all I know is I've got a box that comes up automatically and says, hey, you want to leave feedback? I immediately leave the feedback. So, you know, I mean, I think a lot of that is just, it's not like they're doing it nefariously. They're not doing it to hurt your business. So, I mean, they're really just trying to express their frustration.
So don't take it personally.
Never, ever, ever take it personally. This is business, not personal.
Yeah, but.
I love it. Yeah, but what?
I'm just telling you what I hear when I say this to people.
Oh, lots of yeah, buts.
Yeah, but they had no right. Nothing. They were wrong.
John, but
they were wrong. Yeah,
yes,
but
they were. And
so some sellers put verbiage in the listing saying, please contact me before leaving neutral or negative feedback. What's your take on that, John? Should we put that in our listing?
You can put it there, but don't expect people to read it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a great thing. But, you know, look, the number one social platforms are now visual, right?
Yeah, so true.
People are being trained to read less and less. That's why the photo, I remember when eBay made their changes long ago and put the text near the bottom, we didn't even understand what was going on, but eBay was becoming a visual platform because everything is visual today. So if the image is what people are looking at and if that's what they want, they just go to the right and push buy it now. That's how it works. They don't scroll down. If I'm on my phone, the last thing I want to do is read all of your terms of agreement.
Yeah.
I mean, most of us, have you ever read the terms of agreement for pretty much any platform you work with, any software? We don't do that. We don't read terms. That's not normal. It's an abnormal thing for people to read all of it.
I'm sure there are people out there who do, though. Like, they spend all time reading.
Sorry, but I read mostly everything.
Really?
Yeah.
You sorry, never know. She has no life.
You never know what you're going to find.
Mm. Yeah, there's this, like, buried in there, there's something that says, Ed, you will give us $1 million.
Exactly.
And it's really small.
And we will take your firstborn child.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, one thing is for sure. If you want somebody to read something, put it at the top. So I find a lot of times that all the terms that they really want people to follow, they put it at the bottom. So, I mean, if you really want to make sure they're reading something, at least put it at the top of your text.
Right. And I if you asked me, why don't you guys ask me what I
think? Okay. Would you put, please contact me before leaving neutral or negative feedback in your listing?
No, I would never say that. I never mention feedback because it's pointing at me. I'm saying what matters is me. What matters is my feedback, not your experience. I would say, I don't, but I would, what I say is, I take returns for any reason. You don't have to even give one. Your return is automatically approved if you're not happy with the item.
That's much better.
Yeah, and it just takes because I think a lot of folks, either by hearing of experiences others have had or the experience they may have had, where they had something they were not happy with and they contact the seller and immediately opens up a negotiation. And that to me is a big mistake. You can't negotiate with a buyer. If they're not happy, don't try to quantify or validate, force them to validate their unhappiness.
Okay.
They're not happy.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay. We don't have much time left. So here it is, John.
Yeah.
You've just received negative feedback. What do you do?
Depends on what it says.
Buy a gun.
But most of the times I'm like, if you don't like the product, just send it back. Sorry.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
All right.
Because like you said, we take all returns. I don't care. Yeah. Just send it back.
It's good advice. I think it's the only advice. It's an argument that's been going on for years.
What you said, though, Griff, I think it's so fantastic because you're reinforcing the positive as opposed to highlighting the negative.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes we put that in people's head. If you have a bad thing, it's like, well, you're kind of reinforcing the negative part right there from the beginning.
Right. I'm selling used shoes and used shirts. I'm not going to force you to keep it. I bought a shirt from you and I don't like it. Oh, well, I'm so sorry. Send it back. It's nothing personal. You just don't like it. I don't want you to be unhappy. I want you to come back and spend money on something you
and
like.
And clothes are difficult in one way because people have to try them on.
Well, they do. And I just expect that. So I tell people, hey, if you put it on and it doesn't look good on you, oh, I don't want you. What are you going to do? Hanging in your closet and every time you open your closet, think of me in a very bad way.
You know what?
I got enough of that already. I certainly don't need to cultivate it.
So one last question, John. One last question. Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy?
Jeopardy. Even though I don't know none of the answers.
Me too. I love Jeopardy. That was his question of the day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook.
I can't watch Wheel of Fortune.
No, it's a little boring to me.
Oh, boy.
The only reason I would turn into Wheel of Fortune is to once again marvel, how does Vanna White
do it.
Keep it together. She should be. She should be wrinkled and bent over.
No.
Or
she looks gorgeous.
That clown face look.
Yeah.
But she's awesome.
Yeah.
She's pretty awesome.
You are too.
Go to her doctor says.
You're awesome too, John.
ColderIce.com, Shoestring King on eBay. Check it out. Thanks, John. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research. Next up, open phones at 888 Radio 30. You're listening to eBay Radio.
When it comes to managing your customer relationships, communication is everything. But just replying to buyers' messages quickly isn't enough. You've also got to deal promptly with returns and order cancellations. That's where Reply Manager comes in. Reply Manager is fully integrated into all eBay messaging, from both My Messages and the Resolution Center. With Reply Manager, you can sort cases into categories and respond immediately with standard replies. Then process each return, cancellation, and refund seamlessly. That's something you can't do anywhere else. Reply Manager can even handle partial refunds and multiple eBay accounts. It all adds up to a better buyer experience, and that's exactly what you want to deliver. Let Reply Manager help you give your buyers the customer service they deserve. Try Reply Manager risk-free for 14 days at ReplyManager.com. That's 14 days risk-free at ReplyManager.com.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-Bit stores your item info forever. 6-Bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-Bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-Bit Software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
listen while you list.